Welcome to the podcast edition of Business Week in Review with Jeff Beaupre, Business Radio for the Business Minded, a service of Colorado Networks and Evanix in partnership with the European Economic Chamber and sponsored by Fairlane Web Consulting, exclusive web services provider for Business Week in Review. And now, here is your host, Jeff Beaupre.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Get the weekend started and no big snow. The bomb cyclone was a bust, and I'm okay with that. Well, we got a lot to talk about, as we always do. I have a special guest, as always, in the studio with me, Rich Lewis. Colonel Rich Lewis. First off, thank you for your service, sir. Sure. And he's very humble about that. But we're going to do an introduction in just a couple of minutes. He's going to talk about veteran services. And it's just a huge thing in this community, and really happy to have Rich on the program this morning. Let's cover our usual cyber and business bites first, and then we'll get into the discussion with Rich. A really interesting one, and as I did the tease for this program, this is the one that I've always dreaded talking about. We always know that it's going to be an issue, and they've basically proven it. Nothing really a takeaway in the program other than, you know, the security firms are working on this sort of issue feverishly. But one of the Israeli universities, Ben-Gurion, and I'm not familiar with the university, but apparently they have quite the security program there, have basically found that MRI and CT scan images can be very easily altered with not too complex hacks. So they're really working on that. And what that means is that, let's say you go in for an MRI or a CT scan, if the hackers are in the system, they can alter those images. So if they find a tumor, worst case, they could edit it out. And about 97-98% of the radiologists that they did the test with couldn't detect it. That's a big deal. So it's not, the medical issue is not that they want to steal your medical records. It's altering them. That's a big one. Like I said, everybody's working on it, but it was one of the larger stories coming out this week. Another one is Alexa. And Rich just told me in the prep meeting that he just bought an Alexa. I said, well, you may want to rethink that. And you've heard about it already in some of the media this week. A lot of them have been talking about it. Amazon has a team of people that are listening to Alexa. And Rich is shaking his head. He goes, yeah, maybe I don't want that thing. But when it wakes up, they're actually looking, they say, for ways to improve it and things like that. But they have a team of people that are listening to those conversations. That one is disturbing to me. So, again, if you want an Alexa or you want a Nest or one of those, you know, you have to be aware of it. And how do you manage it? Be careful what you say in front of it, I guess, is the takeaway. Also, if you've noticed that you, after a hotel stay or a trip or something, you start getting all sorts of emails about offers for travel and follow-up, and you go, how is that? 67% of hotels share all the booking information with third parties. This was a study that just came out yesterday afternoon that all of this is going on. They're sharing it. They're selling it, obviously. Everybody's making a buck on your information these days. So, again, you just have to be careful with what you're doing, what you share, whether it's online or anything else. And that hasn't changed, whether it's emails or anything else. You just have to be aware of what's going on. So now that I've scared everybody, Let's do the introduction, and we'll come back and talk more. But I want to welcome Rich Lewis into this discussion. Rich is a retired colonel, Army.
Again, I mean, Lieutenant Colonel.
Colonel. Okay, yeah. What do they call them? Light colonels, I think is the
that's
term.
Right. That's right. A
Colorado Springs native. Welcome, Rich. I'm glad to have you on the program.
Well, it's great to be here, Jeff, and I really appreciate the opportunity to come here and talk. I am a licensed health insurance broker here in Colorado Springs. After I retired from the Army, I met a wonderful woman, Pam, who introduced me to the need for people to help others with Medicare options. And navigate through that maze that we call Medicare. So we started up a business called Medicare Mentors, and we have a team of brokers that really reach out with a passion to build relationships with our clients and our community to really help the community and our clients with their Medicare needs.
You know, and the important thing that caught my attention, and we were talking in the prep meeting, you're not you're getting paid through the other services, but you don't sell your service. This is free to the people that you're working with. That's significant.
Correct. So when we meet with clients, there's never a charge to the clients. The insurance carriers that we work with, they'll reimburse us as mm-hmm. a commission as we're able to help if that's what the client needs. So it's wonderful because we can just really help them understand all the different paths and options that they have and then help them with paperwork. But the relationship doesn't end there. The relationship really begins there because inevitably people in their lives have challenges and questions, and we're always there to help address those when they arise.
And that's such a great service, especially in this community with all of the military and things like that. So we're going to be talking about that in a little more depth and the organizations that you work with when we come back. But stay with us. We'll go to an early break, and then we can really dig into this. But you're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. It is 9:14. We'll be right back. Well, thank you, Alan, and thank you, TJ, for all the great work. You're listening to the Business Week in Review. It's a great time, as Alan says. And in the studio with me is Rich Lewis of Medicare Mentors. Did I get that right?
That is right. Yep.
Well, I mean, we were talking before the break about the services that you bring and support in the community, talking about, and it's not only medical, but other services as well. But the big one is Mount Carmel. I think everybody knows about Mount Carmel, and you're knee-deep in that one.
I am. So, that's been the amazing thing. When I got introduced to this opportunity to help people, it really opened up some opportunities to connect with amazing nonprofits here in Colorado Springs. One of those was Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. As a service-connected disabled veteran, I found out what was going on at Mount Carmel and the services, the one-stop shop that they provide to veterans, not only veterans, though, their families as well, helping them with mental health counseling, helping them with employment, transition assistance, and bringing in community partners like myself to provide additional services above and beyond what they're providing in the core. So it's been an amazing organization that is really a model, I think, in the rest of the country. We have a few of those here in Colorado Springs that really show how we can really treat and serve our vets in an amazing way. So it's a great place to work.
And this is great. My question in the prep meeting was, you know, how do we get the word out? Because you were talking about, you know, vets, and you also working with Catholic Charities and the Independence Center. You know, how do you reach these people? Because a lot of them, they don't even know about it.
Right. Well, you know, and that's for me to be able to do what I love to do, which is help people navigate through the maze of Medicare. Pam and I started to look at what are the key organizations that we might partner with to enable us to have a greater impact. So partnering with these organizations like Catholic Charities, the Independent Center in Mount Carmel, they're great little centers of excellence here in Colorado Springs that then give us an opportunity to reach and connect with the population that we serve. So it is a really amazing partnerships that we have.
That's great, and it's a great synergy adding to those services. And you mentioned you go to Marion House. Was it Wednesdays or I forget the day?
On Thursdays,
and you're working with people there on services.
Right. You know, I was introduced to Catholic Charities and met with the leadership there and was, you know, looking for a way to connect to the low-income and homeless population because a lot of that population is what we call dual eligible. So they have both Medicare and Medicaid. And it's a very underserved population. And so Pam and I wanted to reach out to them and to see if we can provide our services there. So on Thursdays right now, we are there when they are open for lunch. And we help the folks that come understand what insurance they have because a lot don't even know what it is that they have. But then also introduce them to opportunities to get additional benefits like dental, health fitness memberships, vision, most of it at no cost to them. So it's a great opportunity to really serve at the point of need and build relationships with folks that I think sometimes in our society are either ignored or forgotten. And we just love that ability to serve there.
Yeah, that's huge. And then talk about this third one. You talked about the Independence Center, and I was not aware of that.
Right. So the Independence Center, it's a nonprofit here in Colorado Springs that is focused on providing services and advocacy for people with disabilities. I was invited and honored to be come part of the board of directors for the Independence Center. Because being a veteran and a service-connected disabled veteran, they wanted to have that voice on the board. What I've learned as I've been a part of that organization is it is an amazing impact here in Colorado Springs. And like you said, a lot of people don't know about it, but most of us have some exposure to somebody with disabilities, either directly in our family or we have friends. We have an organization here in Colorado Springs that is there to provide all the services and care and advocacy for people with disabilities. The other neat thing that they do is they work very closely with the veteran community. They have a partnership with the VA called Veterans in Charge, where they are actually allowing the VA provides resources and funds to help offset costs for home health care or assistance with activities of daily living. And the Independence Center helps facilitate those funds and that support. So it's a great service here to Colorado Springs.
And you were saying this is a national model that was developed here.
It really is. You know, other independent centers across the country really look at the Independence Center here in Colorado Springs as a model for the VA calls it veteran-directed care. I love what the Independence Center calls it, veterans in charge.
That is a good one. I like that.
Yeah, and so the IC has been able to go out and speak nationally about what it is that they're doing here and the tremendous growth that they've had, but really the impact, you know, because now you have these veterans who were looking to having to maybe go into an institution or they had spouses that were caring for them that were having to quit their jobs. Here's a way for those spouses to be reimbursed for the work that they're doing. It allows the veteran to stay at home, and it provides them a safe place to be, plus with all the advocacy and support from the Independence Center.
And you had an interesting point. It also gives some of the veterans, as they get out of the service, they're wondering, you know, what am I going to do next? Because the civilian world is very, very different than the military, and it gives active veterans a chance to work with those groups as well. That's huge.
Absolutely, yeah. So the opportunities both at Mount Carmel and at the Independence Center, the need for volunteers, but also just the need for veterans to find another place to serve. Most of us join the military because we love to serve and we wanted to serve our country. I found a way through my Medicare business to continue to serve and have a social impact on this community. These nonprofits here in Colorado Springs are amazing opportunities for veterans to either volunteer or maybe find a place to work.
Well, and that's a good segue to bring in. We were going to talk about it a little later, but you're saying that you're also looking for veterans to do what you do and expand that.
We are. What I've found is that, you know, when I first was introduced to this opportunity, I met with a person named Lisa Benson. She's the director of sales for United Healthcare here in Colorado. She's a Navy vet. And she said, Rich, the veteran community is very underserved with agents who understand and can connect with other veterans. And so she asked for me to consider doing this. What I found is that the need is even greater than what I anticipated. So we are looking for veterans who would be possibly interested in becoming a broker and partnering with us and helping make an impact here in Southern Colorado and beyond to really help educate the veteran community on how Medicare, TRICARE, and VA work together and all the options that they have available to them.
That's great. Well, we'll give some contact information towards the end of the program. And so, you know, if you have an interest in this, that's a great way to do it. And you say you're retired, and I'm chuckling. It's like, yeah, everybody that I talk to says that they're retired. They're busier in retirement than when they were working. And when do you sleep?
Yeah. And Pam asks me that question a lot as well. So it is a challenge because I just see the need, and the need is great. And I have a passion to getting out and connecting. I love this community. I was born and raised here.
Yeah, I was surprised at that. You're born and raised here, born at the Academy,
right?
And came back. Yeah. That's a rare breed right there.
Sure. And, you know, I grew up, I love this community. My parents were very involved and active in the community, giving back. My dad retired from the Army as well, and he was busier in his retirement life than he was on active duty, but, you know, and it was all about giving back, and I love to be able to follow in his footsteps and try and make an impact here as well.
Well, that's great. Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking some of the messages that you're trying to get out. How do you reach those people? We're going to get into it in a little more depth. But you're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. It is 9:27. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, everybody. Great discussion so far with Rich Lewis of Medicare Mentors. I like that name. And it really is a mentoring group. It's not a sales organization. That's a unique thing. But we were talking about Mount Carmel. You were talking about your
right.
Military. And it all kind of folds together. And I was really intrigued with this Independence Center. And talk a little more about that. And then, you know, getting your message out. How do you do that? And what messages do you want to get out there to
Absolutely.
Reach these people?
Yeah. So, you know, it is. So as a insurance broker, you know, of course I am in that business. But the great thing about most of the options that people have is there are options out there that come at little to no cost. So it doesn't feel like sales. It really does feel like mentoring and working with folks to help
them.
Well,
they're not writing you a check, so.
right, which is.
That's different.
Which is wonderful, yeah.
This is not an infomercial.
Right. And so no, it's been fantastic. But, you know, what I've been able to learn just because of what I've been doing is the impact that that organizations in our community have. And the centers of excellence that we really do have here in Colorado Springs, working with our veteran population, which is incredible, working with the low-income and homeless population, which is really important, and then also working with people with disabilities here in this region, and how they're an amazing part of our community, and if given the right accessibility and the right advocacy, do amazing things for our community.
And the messages, how do you
sure
get into that? You had some great points in the prep meeting.
So I was thinking, you know, what I would really like to get out is, number one, for veterans, there's a few things. You know, if you're a veteran, we were all brought up in the military being taught to hope for the best and plan for the worst. And one of those things, planning ahead, is to register with the VA healthcare system. Even if you have TRICARE, even if you don't have any intent really to use maybe the VA healthcare system, it's important to get registered with the system, because it opens up opportunities when crisis arises or when a need arises, that you have that available to you and you don't have to delay the assistance because you haven't registered.
Well, how long does it take? So you say get it done now rather than when you need the service. Sounds like there's some delay there.
That's a great question. And so I had been for a few years advocating, telling people to do that. And I was then looking at myself and saying, dang it, I haven't done it myself. So I did just a few months ago, and I found it to be a very smooth, easy process. You know, we have an amazing VA center here at the top of Fillmore. You just drive up there. They have an incredible welcome desk, and you just tell them that you're there to register for VA healthcare. Bring your military ID, your DD-214, and they will take care of you. And
what's a DD-214?
So that is a very important piece of paper that that veterans should all know about.
Okay, the veterans probably know about
it. Yeah, so that is your discharge paperwork.
Ah,
so it shows that you were in the service, and you go in, and they will get you registered. They'll even set you up for an appointment with your primary care manager there at the VA for me, I'm retired military, so I had TRICARE. Told them that my intent isn't to necessarily use the VA, but I wanted to be in the system. So went through that process. It was very simple.
Okay.
So that's number one, is to get registered. Number two, if you're Medicare eligible, and that's either through disability, if you have a Social Security disability, or if you're over 65, give me and my team a call, because we'd love to sit down with you and just kind of do what I call a healthcare checkup, and to see what it is that you have, sometimes explain what it is that you have, and see if there's options out there that might provide you additional benefits above and beyond what either TRICARE or Medicare provide.
And you said you're not a one-stop shop, so you have many providers that you can – it's not one size fits all, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Correct. We really try and focus on tailoring to the needs of our clients. So as brokers – we work with the carriers that that work in this area and support the population here. And so as we are talking about doctors and needs and benefits that they're looking for, we can really help them understand the different options. And then our role is just simply to help them with the paperwork at that time of enrollment, and we can take care of that right there on the spot. The really important thing, though, for us is that our relationship with our clients begins there. It doesn't end. And I always tell my clients, hey, we're in relationship now. I had this amazing 76-year-old client who I told that to. I said, ma'am, we're in relationship now. And she looked at me and she said, do you think I need to tell my husband?
I figured that's where that was going.
Right. But, you know, it really is an intimate thing when you're dealing with healthcare and your healthcare needs. So we take that very that's very important to us. So talk to us if you're Medicare eligible and a veteran, because there are some amazing benefits available to you. And then also, I would encourage you to learn more about this program called Veteran Directed Care. You can talk to the VA about that, or you can go to the Independence Center and get more information. But this is a way for you to get resources to allow you to maintain your independence as you develop needs for assistance with activities of daily living. So the VA has seen the wisdom in trying to help veterans stay at home as opposed to having to go to an institution. And they also understand that a lot of times that care is being provided by a spouse. So this is a way for a spouse or others to be able to be hired in and take care of the veteran. The Independence Center is partnered with the VA in this, and they help administer the program and really work closely with the veteran and the family to make sure the veteran has the care they need.
That really has to take a lot of stress off of a family. If you've got family members that are caring for a veteran or someone, you know, getting that independent input or additional input is huge.
It is. And the neat thing with this program, there's no means test, so it isn't based off of your economic need. It is not based off of service-connected disability. It's just based off the fact that you're a veteran and you have enrolled in the VA healthcare system. So back to my first point, it's really important to enroll in that VA healthcare system so you have access to this program.
Well, especially, you know, if somebody's caring for someone at home and they happen to fall or there's an immediate need, then it's all ready to go.
Right.
That's big.
It is. It's really big. So for the low income and the homeless population, you know, a couple of things. Number one, if you are on Medicare and Medicaid, you have some amazing options out there. There are programs out there that will offer additional dental care, vision care, hearing, also health fitness memberships, and over-the-counter drug benefits. So you can go down to Walgreens, or you can order out of catalog, get your allergy medicine, cold medicine. I had a client that was down at the Marion House. He was able to get a pair of glasses that he hadn't been able to afford, and he came in so excited and thanked me for helping him get onto a plan that was able to allow him to get those glasses.
That's a great service, Rich, when you can, you know, at the Marion House like that, to counsel people.
Right. And then the last one, people with disabilities. I encourage you, if you have a disability or you know somebody who has a disability, or if you just have a passion for people in this community, check out the Independent Center. They have a fantastic website, and there's a lot of exciting things always going on there. And I'm always learning new things that they are doing and blown away by the impact that they're having on this community and, like I said, nationwide.
When you said they're a unique nonprofit as well. They're not out fundraising.
Correct. You know, they provide home health care and are resourced internally through their billing with Medicaid. So their focus really is on pouring their effort into advocacy and support for people with disabilities. And they have a unique model there where, like you said, they aren't out there asking for money. They're out there asking for partnership and for people to come and understand so that they can then be a part either by volunteering down there or supporting one of the programs that they're involved in.
That's really amazing. You know, so many people are out fundraising all the time. These folks are really out there 100% doing things in the community. That's pretty remarkable.
They even support other nonprofits,
which is
great. Wonderful.
Well, we're going to go to a short break. Stay with us, and we're going to kind of wrap up and talk about contact information for these great services and make sure that we can reach out to the veterans and some of the people. So we'll be right back. It's 9:46 on Friday morning. You're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. We've been talking with Rich Lewis of Medicare Mentors. Really interesting business model in trying to help things. I'm really intrigued with this and reaching out. So thank you for what you do first.
You're welcome.
And talk about, you're trying to reach all these people. How do they, let's go through your schedule. How can you reach you? How do they find you?
Sure. So like I said, we have an amazing team of brokers, and we're at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center on Wednesdays from 1 to 5.
And where's that at?
That's up on top of the hill. The address escapes me right now, but it's just across the street from the KRDO station here, up Moreno.
Up Moreno ways, yeah.
And so it's right where, so Mount Carmel Wednesdays from 1 to 5. The Marion House, we're there on Thursdays from 10 to 12. And then you can call or text at 719-339-1835. Or you can email, and that is rich@lewis, the letter C and the number 2.com.
And this will be out on the, we'll have it on the podcast and everything like that to follow up so you can get your contact information.
Absolutely. And as I said, we're growing, and we are always interested in people who may be interested in becoming a broker. You could call us, and we'd love to meet with you and talk to you about the opportunity and the impact that you could have.
Because you said that the need far surpasses what's available.
It sure does. You know, we could physically be at the Marion House every day of the week and helping serve that population. And the veteran population here in Colorado Springs is fantastic and growing. And we need veterans who have a passion and want to serve other veterans in this capacity. So the need is great, and the opportunity for you as a business owner is fantastic as well.
Yeah, it's a very different kind of business. It's almost like the social enterprise model where, you know, you're just doing great things for the community.
It is. You know, Pam and I look at each other a lot, and you know, we're helping people and really making a difference, and then we realize, wow, we're getting paid to do this. It's a wonderful.
You're getting paid to have fun.
Yeah, and make a social impact.
Yeah, and that's the big one.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I think our generation and younger generation is really all about. What difference am I making in this community? And this is an opportunity to genuinely make a difference and be paid to do that.
You know, and it's interesting, Rich, as you say that. That was kind of the seed that started this radio program, was giving back, taking some of that experience and sharing it.
Right.
And we see people coming up now and as CEOs and go, you know, I thought I was by myself, but now there's other people talking about this and sharing ideas. So it's my way and the KRDO team's way to give back as well. So it's,
right.
And you're right. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah. And Jeff, I really appreciate this opportunity and what you're doing, because the education, the information that you put out as far as what's going on in the business community and on the cyber side is critical, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and I thank you. And I try not to scare everybody to death with my cyber bites, but it can be an ugly world out there.
Sure.
Give us – everybody should have a piece of paper by now. Give us the contact information one more time.
Absolutely. So you can call or text at 719-339-1835. or email at rich@lewisc2.com. And then again, we're at Mount Carmel on Wednesdays from 1 to 5 and Marion House Thursdays from 10 to 12. And we're hoping to be able to expand those hours and be at those locations even more.
Well, and also for people who want to talk to you about the opportunities to assist with what you're doing, stop in and talk to you.
Absolutely.
That's what you were saying in the prep meeting. It's like, I need help.
Right. And we do. And it's a wonderful way, again, of serving and making a difference in our community.
Well, Rich, thank you for what you do, both your military service and now in your retirement service. You're a busy guy. We appreciate that. And we'll be talking more about this and we'll kind of see where it goes. And
look forward to it.
We'll build it up.
Yeah.
Well, you've been listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. I'm hoping everybody has a great Friday and we don't get too much more snow. I don't want to hear about this bomb cyclone again. That's a crazy name. But anyway, look forward to next week. Tom Martino is up next. And have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the podcast edition of Business Week in Review with Jeff Beaupre, Business Radio for the Business Minded, a service of Colorado Networks and Evanix in partnership with the European Economic Chamber and sponsored by Fairlane Web Consulting, exclusive web services provider for Business Week in Review. Business Week in Review airs Friday mornings live at 9, 16 hours UTC, and originates from flagship KRDO Network in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand at BusinessWeekInReview.com.